Welcome to the scene. I'm your host, Andrea Kruska, and today I am joined by a jewelry maker, Alexandra Barcelona. Alexandra, welcome to the show.
Hello, Andrea. Thank you for having me today.
You're welcome. Glad to have you in. Tell me a little bit about what you do. You make jewelry.
Yes, I make jewelry with ceramic. It's a very lightweight ceramic, and I do it with my own hands.
Wonderful. So what's kind of your process as you get started?
Well, first of all, I have to get creative, and I do sketches. I try to draw whatever I see in my head, right? And then I use modeling clay for the first figures, and then I move into ceramic. Then I do all the coloring. I have a different color palette, and this is what I do. Like, I go through all the process until the earrings are ready to sell.
And you put together some beautiful color combinations. How do you get the colors?
Okay, well, I like using the gold color, the bright, bold gold color, which is, for me, it's the expression of this ancient Mediterranean culture, such like, you know, the Roman Empire, the Byzantine Empire. They used gold. It symbolized, you know, greatness and luxury. And I use also the green color, this green olive color, very, very common in the Mediterranean. You know, there's a lot of olive trees along Italy, and I like using the green, also the blue, the dark blue that symbolizes the Mediterranean Sea for me. All my jewelry is about, you know, sharing the Mediterranean, you know, here where I am now in Tennessee. You know, I try to bring my Mediterranean culture and show it here.
Well, I love it, and I always love seeing the combinations, because that dark blue is just so beautiful, and it makes me want to go to the Mediterranean. So you're doing a great job.
Oh, thank you.
What are you working on right now?
Well, right now, I'm restarting again. I have been missing for 1 year, but I'm back. I'm back with a lot of energy, and for me, it's like a new beginning. I'm now displaying several, I have several displays at Mission 931 in Broad Street, and for me, it's like starting fresh again. I continue with the ceramic. It's my passion, but I also keep doing, you know, the stone earrings using the green jasper, the turquoise, the agate. I love agate. And it's, you know, it's, I keep doing, you know, my earrings, and I have a lot of, I want to, this next spring, come back with a new line of baskets, and, you know, bring the Mediterranean baskets here. That's what I'm trying to work on right now, but it's for next spring. So, you know, I have to keep working now on this so I can show them in spring.
That's fun. I didn't know you were doing that. So you're making, what are you making baskets out of?
Oh, like typical Mediterranean baskets, like,
okay.
Rattan. Like, is this the name? It's,
yes.
Rattan baskets. Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
In Spanish it's rafia. So it's, it's like straw, like, kind of.
Okay. I'm excited to see those. That'll be really interesting. And something new and fun for you to get started on.
Just the baskets. They are taking a lot of time for me now, but yeah.
I can imagine. I would assume that a lot of work goes into one, because you have to shape it. And
yes.
Wow. I like that. And you said you're at Mission 931 now.
Yes.
Which is fantastic. That's on West Broad Street. Tanya, who is one,
yes,
of the co-owners there, is,
yes,
just so supportive of,
yes,
local artists.
Yes, she is very supportive of local artists, yes.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. So, at Mission 931, with the baskets and with Tanya, are you going to try and put the baskets in there?
Of course, I have to talk to Tanya for next spring and see what she says. I'm excited to show her, and, you know, she let me know how does she see them, like, if she likes them, because she's a very important voice for me.
Perfect. We'll be right back on the scene with more with Alexandra Barcelona.
That rare 45 from the 1960s?
The one you wore out on your record player.
Search for the rare at Harper's.
That classic story of intrigue and mystery.
The book you can't put down.
Get a scare.
Or romance in the air.
At Harper's.
The hub for anything and everything creative.
Harper's rare books and collectibles.
If it's rare.
If it's groovy.
If it's one of a kind.
You just might find it at Harper's.
Just down from the depot in Cookeville's historic West Side.
The kind of place that's much less store and much more about the search.
Stroll, look, set a spell.
Hang out, soak in the unique and the rare.
But be warned.
You just may be late getting back to work.
It's new every time you walk through the doors.
Harper's rare books and collectibles. 41 West Broad Street, Cookeville.
A one-of-a-kind book, collectible records, and unique treasures.
The community's hub for all things creative.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Harper's Rare Books and Collectibles.
Cookeville's historic West Side.
You're back on the scene, and I'm here today talking to Alexandra Barcelona, a jewelry maker. Alexandra, obviously you're inspired by the Mediterranean.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything else that really brings inspiration to you, or are there specific places within the Mediterranean that really inspire you to create what you do?
Well, there's a place that I love going to every time I get to go back to my country. It's a seaside village. The name is Sitges. It's like 40 kilometers from Barcelona. This is a beautiful place. It's a beautiful seaside village. I got married there with my husband in a very little church, and I just love that place. It's calm. The sky is always blue. I mean, it can be pouring around Sitges, but in Sitges the sun is always bright and the sky is always blue. And I love that place. Every time I get to visit my home country, I try to go there and spend the day. And it's like I get a lot of energy when I'm there. I love it. And, you know, my inspiration comes in quite a big quantity from there. From when I remind cities, I do videos, I take photos, and I just look at them in my cell phone, and I immediately travel there, you know.
I love that. And the way you're describing it, and with as much of the golds and the blues and the greens you use,
mm-hmm.
it all ties in, it all makes sense. As an optimist and someone who loves nature, obviously. Mm-hmm. I love a place where the sky is always blue and the sun is always shining.
Yes.
That sounds perfect to me. I want to go visit now.
Yes.
Which, again, is exactly what you're trying to do, is bring that culture here.
Mm-hmm.
And so encouraging people to maybe go visit, that sounds like a success story to me. I love it.
Thank you, yeah.
What about, like, the actual shapes of the jewelry you do?
Okay.
Because, like, the colors I know, but the shapes, are those coming from there as well?
Okay, the shapes for me are perfectly imperfect since the beginning. And if you go to my website, I talk about, you know, my vision, these shapes that are not perfect, but they are perfect. You know, I never, like, there's nothing symmetric in nature. And nature, even not being symmetric, it's perfect, you know. Our bodies, like, they are not perfect, but they are perfect, you know. So this is what I do with my creations. Like, I don't use a mold. I just do the earrings with my hands. When you have the couple in front of you, the pair of earrings, they are not symmetric. They are not perfectly symmetric. But when you put them on your face, you know, on your ears, they just look gorgeous, not being symmetric, because there's nothing symmetric in nature.
I love that. And it also means every single pair is unique.
That's it.
No one is ever going to have an exact same pair as you.
No.
Which I love.
No. And I vary the tones so that they don't, like, they will never be a pair of earrings identical to another pair of earrings. It's impossible. I vary the shapes, I vary the tones, like, it's so different. Yeah, they are all so different.
So how long does it take you to make a pair of earrings? I know it's going to be different depending on what you're working
with. Yeah, it depends on the pair that I'm doing, but it takes like probably up to a week or so.
Wow.
Yes.
Whatever you're charging, it's not enough.
Yeah, I mean, it's, but you know, what I tell everybody that this for me, it started like, for me, so therapeutic or therapeutical or what's the name?
Therapeutic.
Therapeutic. For me, it's like the time that I invest sitting in my studio and making a pair of earrings is time that I probably don't invest on paying a therapist, you know? It's like, this is my therapy. It's like, I love being creating. It's my time. It's my time, and it's whenever I feel the most. It's whenever I feel better. You know, it's like for me, it's therapy.
I love that, and I think it's so true with so many artists.
Yeah,
we'll be right back on the scene with more with Alexandra Barcelona. Welcome back to the scene. I'm here today talking to Alexandra Barcelona about her jewelry making. Obviously, you are not from Cookeville originally, but you've been here for a little while now.
Yeah, almost 5 years, yes, mm-hmm. Here in Tennessee. Mm-hmm.
So how has this area, Cookeville, the Upper Cumberland, either inspired you or helped you as you've done this journey into making earrings and selling them and being in stores?
Well, I come from a big city, Barcelona. Everything is chaos there, like people running up and down, like everybody on a rush. And I never, ever thought that I could bring myself to a point that I could do what I want to do, what I'm enthusiastic about and what I love doing. I love creating. I never have told this before, but when I was in Barcelona, I went to law school. I worked as an attorney for 10 years before coming to the States. So I had my career, you know, and I still have it. But obviously here, I don't work as an attorney because I don't have, you know, it's different, the law from here, mm-hmm. to, you know, from Europe. So I never envisioned myself creating, you know, but when I came here, I saw that it was possible. People here values handmade things. This is such a supportive community for entrepreneurs and people that do arts and crafts. And this is something that I have never seen before, obviously not in Barcelona, which is a big city, but, you know, before living here in Tennessee, I was living for 4 years in Kentucky, in Louisville, which is also a big city.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was living there, I also never thought about doing this. It was when I moved here to Tennessee, to Cookeville, Tennessee, it's when I decided here, I want to do it here. Here is my start as an artist, as a creator. I want to do it here because I think it makes sense here.
I love that. It is true. This community is so supportive.
Yes.
And it's not just the people within the community who are buying from you and encouraging what you do. It's the other artists are all supportive,
yes,
of other artists,
that's
which is
it.
Beautiful and so
that's
rare,
it.
I think.
It's rare, yes. But this is, it's beautiful. And this is something you cannot, I don't know why, but you don't find this in a big city. Like people here, you have the sense of community.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel the community really. You really feel it, you know. And this is so, so nice. And everybody wants to help you, and you want to help others, obviously, by supporting them. Or, you know, I'm here with you talking today. You're an artist too, and you know, so like we support each other. I don't know, Tonya at Mission 931.
She's so wonderful.
Yes, I was before that. I was also displaying at Poets Coffee Shop. Jeremy is also a very, very, mm-hmm. supportive, you know, person for artists, and he helped me a lot too. So I want to also recognize this and bring up his name. And so, like, we are a big community here, and I think we are all very supportive to each other.
I absolutely agree with that. And I think it's just, especially as you get started, because neither of us have been doing this that long.
No.
And having that support and people who will answer questions, it's just, it's fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
So you're working on baskets, you're working on jewelry. What else is coming up next for you?
Oh, next. Well, I have in mind, I don't know, like everything is Mediterranean inspired. Everything I envision, like I see me doing here, it's bringing the Mediterranean, and that's the jewelry, that's the baskets. Maybe I don't want to reveal it.
That is absolutely fine.
I already revealed about the baskets today. Don't make me reveal more things.
Well, in the meantime, while people are waiting to hear what's next, go check out Mission 931 and Poets to see work from Alexandra Barcelona. Thank you so much for joining me on the show today.
Thank you for having me, Andrea. It has been a pleasure.